Hello and welcome to Empower Others radio show. We hope that while you're with us today, you'll hear a relevant kingdom teaching or inspiration that will aid you in becoming your best you. Sit back, relax, and prepare to be empowered.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Lunchtime Inspiration with Valerie. We are excited, y'all. We made it to the end of another work week.
Woo! That's right.
I pray your work week was as delightful as mine. Indeed. We have had phenomenal inspiration this week. I can't even recall everything, but I'm telling you, it has been amazing. And so we tap out this week with one of my sons that I did not give birth to, but I claim him as my own. I think he claims me as maybe his third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh mom somewhere. I'm in the number. I am in the number. But I am grateful to have with us today Jorge Concepcion III, who is a graduate of Bluefield College, played a little professional basketball. He has a heart for people,
yeah.
And my hope and prayer is that he taps into that deep purpose in him and starts with motivating young people and working with young people and mentoring and those types of things. That's just me, but I know what's in him, and I believe that he knows too. So, Jorge, I'm going to turn it over to you, son. What do you have for us today?
The topic is inspiration, just, you know, being around positive vibes and positive energy, because that really can go a long way.
Say that again, son.
You can hear me, Mom.
You went out. What'd you say? I'm sorry.
That's your Boost Mobile phone you got.
No,
but today's topic is going to be inspiration, you know, bringing, just trying to stay positive through any type of madness that you're going through and just trying to be in the outlook, the good in any outlook on anything.
Good. So how do you get the positive vibes? Where do they come from? How do you maintain them? Talk to us a little bit about how that is for you.
For me, I just try to, I take it day by day. And like I told you before, I try to take it every day as a test from God, just to see, like, can I pass the next test that's in front of me? Because I know, like, a lot of negative things can be easy to that be the option one. You know what I mean? Like, for me anyway, like, anger issues and you going through things personally or with a relationship-wise. And I just try to stay positive because, I mean, who wants to be mad all the time? That's stressful.
Amen.
But if anybody that knows me, they know, like, I try to keep a smile on my face. I try to make the person beside me happy and, you know, feel like they special and they're someone. So that's just big for me.
So in light of what the society is being served right now, from day to day we hear stuff, from stupid stuff to stuff that makes sense, to injecting Clorox and Lysol in your system to cure the coronavirus, to stuff. You know, we hear all kinds of stuff. How is it that you're able to filter what you receive and what you reject? Because having a positive outlook and, you know, positive vibes, that's all well and good. But what is it for you, especially Jorge, that allows you to filter that? Because you've been in environments where there's been lots of negativity. You've been in environments where there's positivity. You've been in all those situations, and to be able to come through, what aids you to filter that out, to know what I'm going to hold on to, what I'm going to reject, what I'm going to allow to affect me, what I'm going to dispel? what aids you in that? Because I think that's the thing, especially for young black men. And I'm not just saying young black men only, but when we look at societal norms and we look at how young black men are being affected by life,
right,
it seems more challenging for them to be able to filter that. What do you think is the key for you to allow you to filter that?
One, me personally, like, if I look at it and I consider it as nonsense or lack of term, quote unquote BS, I'm really well at not paying it no mind. Like, it's a lot I really like turn the other cheek, blow it off. I'm really well at doing that. But also, I guess it's the way I was raised and the way I was brought up. My family, I was brought up in two parent home, my mom and my father. You know, so that plays a huge part. Just the way I was brought up.
That's good. The BS monitor. Yeah, I think we all have one of those. But when I think about what I was sharing this morning on a Facebook Live about acceptance, you know, when there's been high levels of acceptance or high levels of rejection, do you think that plays a part in whether we're able to stay positive or whether we are quick to entertain the foolishness?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it plays a huge part because, like, in today's world, and since we're talking about, like, the young black man, I think it's huge for black men nowadays to impress, like, to be okay on everybody's list. Like, me personally, I'm cool with not being okay on somebody's list. But I think now, in today's era, everybody want to be a, like, an accepted guy. You know what I mean? Like, no one is really stepping out and saying, you know what, it's cool to be like not normal, you know. So I think that plays a huge part, and I don't know. I know a lot of people judge people off of what they see and not really what they really know.
Oh, that's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. Oh God, that's absolutely true. But that's a whole nother conversation. That's a whole nother conversation. About, you know, our perception of people and, you know, because many times for you, I'm sure as a black male, you can go into a situation or go into a building or any type of establishment, and when they see you, they automatically assume a thing. Have there been times, Jorge, for you that you've experienced biases that had you not controlled yourself could have got ugly?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Well, I'm not going to say all the time, but majority of the time, yes. Because every time I walk in the room, I mean, you're going to see a tall black guy with body full of tattoos. I might look rough due to if I got a haircut or not. So I get it all the time. But it just, like I said, now I'm getting extreme. I feel like, and you can vouch for me, like I got extremely better with my anger. And I feel like that's time that's on carrying me a long way, like even to this day. And it was bothering me this morning. Like, I still bother. Like, that still is something that really bothers me. It's just like I'm trying to control my anger and just, I guess, this turn the other cheek thing. I'm not used to that. I've never been that type of guy, and I've never been the type that can really hold my tongue on certain things. But I'm trying. I'm learning how to, but it's just a stepping stone.
It is a stepping stone, and yes, I can absolutely vouch for you with growth in that area. I can remember our first encounter in coach's office, and I'm talking to you, and you looking at me like, lady, what?
Yeah.
Like, lady, what?
To this day,
what,
I still don't,
what?
I still don't know how you did that. I still don't know how you did that to this day. But that, like, that encounter right there, that's what made me get close to you. That little office conversation. Because at the time, it was needed for me to, like, let out because I wasn't being myself. I wasn't acting like myself. And then on the basketball court, I wasn't performing like myself. And that was actually besides with Denisha, that was the only time I really let that out. So ever since then, me and you been my girl.
Yeah. I got to absolutely. I'm grateful for that. I think that, and even with, and I commend you for that, because after you were able to open up to me,
mm-hmm.
I think it opened the door for other players to be comfortable with me, because you're
right,
a leader.
Right.
And
right.
And when they saw Jorge talking about, and I'd
right.
be like, okay, something's going on. And then they could come.
Right.
And so I think that one thing, and we talked about this in prayer this morning, that sometimes we as a people, African Americans, have a stigma about releasing our truth or finding somebody to aid us in navigating our path.
Mm-hmm.
You spoke to that briefly, but as you've continued in your walk and building the relationship and trusting me with your stuff, ultimately that led to you being baptized.
Yes, ma'am.
And
yes, ma'am. I thought the water was
going
to turn green.
Yes, you did. You told everybody.
What I tell you, you might have to hold me down there for a while. I don't know. Depending on
yeah,
how
you
color
like,
the water
hold me
turns.
Down there for a while. Because the water is about to turn colors. And I assure
yes,
you,
ma'am.
No, the waters will not, and they didn't. But even with that,
yeah.
like, talk about that, because there might be some, I mean, there are guys that you know, Jorge, let's be honest,
mm-hmm.
that have lived a life, could be still living a life, but know they
right.
need change. They know it's something more that they need to do. Talk to them a little bit about how that walk has impacted your life today.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think number one, and again, I say for the especially it's huge in the black, in the young black community. It's like God's, I don't know, I guess if they think if you get close to God or if you attempt to get close to God, it makes you like a punk or corny or something like that. But that's really not the case at all. And like, I've seen it firsthand, you know, witnessed myself. And I'm not saying I lived the best holy life, but I know now that I'm closer to God than I ever been before. And I just feel like more younger black men should try it. And it really, what really drove me to that is when I felt like I was at my lowest point. You know, I was acting the way I know my, if my mom was around, she probably slapped me in the back of my head. I know if my dad was there, he'd be shaking his head in disappointment. So I'm like, you know what, let me get myself together. And then the people around me just, once you keep hearing, like, man, you're not yourself. You know what I mean? You're not acting like yourself. I ain't never see you do this type thing before. Like, that don't make you feel any better. You know what I mean? So I'm like, then I see guys like Young Omega Stead. Then I see guys like Olatunji. Like, they some of the coolest guys I've ever met, but they also close to God. You know what I mean? So I'm like, you know what? What do I got to lose? I really ain't had nothing to lose. I'm like, man, it seemed like a win-win situation. So let me just go ahead and try it out. And I was thinking about it. I told Denisha, like, man, I'm thinking about getting baptized. And, you know, she all for that type stuff. She was motivating me and pushing me to do it. But I still was like, it was a little doubt in my head because I know me. I know, like, something might happen and I might just, oh man, I forgot all about God right there. You know, like, that's real life situations. Like, this can happen or that can happen. And you can react without thinking so fast. And I did that so much coming up. So now it's just like, you know what? Let me try to go ahead and get baptized. And since that day, that's why I say I live every day like a test. It's like a test. Like, any negativity come towards me, I'm thinking, all right, I'm about to show my behind. But then I get that thing like, you know what? This just might be a test on God. So let me see if I can pass or fail this test real quick. You know what I mean? So, and of course, don't nobody like failing. No one wants to be a failure. So I just feel like that's how that really impacted me and really helped me. And it just, still to this day, I'm not saying I walk the best walk. I mean, I'm still having challenges right now, today. But it's still like, you know what, I might go ahead and pass this test today. And that just, at the end of the day, when you feel like you passed that test from God, it feel like, all right, I'm doing the right thing. And it just make you feel better about waking up tomorrow.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. every win is fuel for the next win.
Yes, ma'am.
Every win is fuel for the next win. And the one thing that I can appreciate with you and others that have been a part of my life is that the level of transparency that comes with freedom, with being real, is life-changing. And I think people need to understand that when you're trying to hold on to your past, when you're trying to live a secret life, when you don't want to be open and honest about whatever you've encountered in life, that thing has a way of crippling you. It'll have you imprisoned. And so, you know, I think it's important, like, not to all of our listeners today, if there's something in your past that you've not dealt with, understand that that thing is holding you captive. And today is the day that you need to break free. Like, deal with whatever it is, come clean, so that you can breathe again. Because sometimes I feel like, when you don't deal with your stuff, it's like it takes your breath away.
It do, and it's stressful, too. It's stressful. It puts a lot of stress on your body. You're absolutely right.
It does. Wow. So, In your opinion, just based on how things are, how do you think, and I'm talking to you about black males because that's who you are, and
yes,
you're
ma'am.
Around them, how are our black males faring right now? Are they, do you see them coming up? Do you see them at a standstill? Do you see them at a decline? From your perspective, where are our black males?
I feel like I look at it as even when let's say black men, I feel like even when we try to take a step forward, we can even take two steps forward and we run in the right direction. 40 minutes, 50 minutes, an hour, we're going to be taking them steps backwards. You know what I mean? It just feel like we can never get the up one, because I tell people all the time, like, the black men in this world has the toughest task at hand since birth. You hate it. Like, the black man is the only race and gender that's hated by every other race and gender. You hate it by your own black females. You're feared by, you know, certain white people, you know, like, it just, every race is just the black male is looked down upon every race. Once you're born, you're born into a provider, you're born into a protector. Like, first thing black men are taught as kids, you're taught to fight flight. You're not taught all right, let's learn numbers, let's learn this, let's learn that. The first thing you're taught is what, fight. So, like, that's what I'm saying. It's just, like, it's just tough. Like, the black male is the toughest job in America, period, and you don't get paid for it. That's the crazy thing.
Well, you do get paid for it if you do it right, but it doesn't come in tangible things.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, you do. You do. We all get paid.
Yeah.
It may not come in a tangible form, but it will come, because it's favor. And even with what you shared, it may be a daunting task to live the life of a black male, but because of the favor that rests on your life, what you've experienced, Jorge, is a whole lot better than some of your counterparts.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And there are a lot. I'm looking at the phone line is full. My page is full on the phone line, but from the callers that are on there, I know some of these callers have black sons that are men, that they have watched, that they have nurtured, that they're pouring into, that they are empowering with truth, so that when the things that you've shared come forward, they know how to respond to it instead of reacting. Because I think sometimes watching, they're expecting a reaction from you as a black male instead of a response. And when you give them that reaction, then that starts a chain of events. But when you all and we as a people learn how to respond to stuff instead of reacting to stuff, we come out a whole lot better.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And I put half of the blame on us too. I put the half of the blame on the black male, because coming up, you really don't have, like, your only role models is what, basketball players, football players, athletes, mm-hmm. period, or a rap star. You know what I mean? And, like, half of the men nowadays, myself included, like, you don't open up and tell your problems to nobody and stress. You know, because me personally, I don't open up and talk about things because I feel like I'm an alpha, quote-unquote alpha male. Like, I don't want to add my stress. I don't want to tell you what's going on with me and put my stress on you, so I'm going to go ahead and figure it out myself. And a lot of times, the black male, he take his relief out, or the way he get things off his chest is through music. Like, if I listen to certain mm-hmm. music right now, I feel like that's me relieving my stress, or that's me talking. That's my way of talking to a counselor. Let me just cut on such and such, or let me just cut on this music or that. I mean, something I can relate to. If I can relate to it, you never know. Like, you just feel way better. But half of that, you got to think of the other males too that not as blessed as I was. So that's coming up in those crazy, crazy areas, and they listening to those crazy rappers. So that's what they feel comfortable doing. So that's what they're gonna do. And half of the time, it ain't nothing positive.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Well, you know, your rap music might work, but there is somebody who knows you that can call you and say, "Son, what's going on?" And you might laugh at me. And then after a while, what do? You talk to me.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think it was easy for me to come to you, because, and a lot of guys not going to have that opportunity, but with you, you'll come in there, you'll give us the word, you'll tell us about God, and then you'll be a regular, normal person, laugh and joke with us, you know, have a good time. Like, a lot of people that's in your position, they wear that, "Oh, I'm a preacher" hat all the time. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes mm-hmm. you just want to laugh and joke, and some people,
yeah,
when they see a certain person walk in the room with that label, "Oh, he a preacher, oh, let me have my drink." Oh, all right, look, don't curse the pastor here.
Right, right.
Not
right.
even knowing that pastor life used to be 10 times worse than yours, you know what I mean? So I feel like
right,
that's why it was
right.
easy for me to come to you. And that's why, like, certain churches, like, I love every church I go to now, I compare it to my uncle's church. He a preacher at Grace Baptist, and I believe it's in Chesapeake, Virginia, or Norfolk, Virginia. Now, I'm not too sure, but I know the way he preached, like, he's a real man in the day, because he can take that off and we can talk about anything, you know what I mean? So just that,
mm-hmm.
having that comfort, that's going to have anybody, like, you know what, I want to go see him preach on Sunday, because I know,
right.
I know he's a human, I know he's regular, he don't have that preacher hat on all the time. Not saying he's not living that
mm-hmm.
godly life, but if I can go to him and be comfortable around him, oh, I got to go sit here on preach Sunday. Because every sermon you go to, you feel like, you know what, he might be talking to me on this. And the same thing I told you this morning. Like,
right.
Is you talking to
right.
me? I'm telling you, that plays a part. That plays a huge part.
Yeah. That's awesome. We do have several callers on the line. If there's a caller who has a question or a comment, you can press 1 and we can bring you live.
That's right. We take all questions, comments, and cash apps.
Questions, comments, and cash apps.
We take all calls.
Oh, God. We're bringing one live now. 757, the last 45731.
Hey, Ms. Val, how you doing?
Hey, Mr. Wilson, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Great interview.
What you want, man?
Man, I'm sitting on the church ground with tears in my. I need you to send me some money first, okay? And then
we taking comments, questions, and cash out. That means we accepting. We ain't sending.
We ain't sending.
We accepting.
Well,
come on, man. You gotta listen.
Well, I just want to say the interview is great, and you know, brought tears to my eyes just to see how you mature, to see how you went from a baby to a boy to a man. And, you know,
yeah.
like I told you today, you stay prayed up. I tell you that every day, stay prayed up. You stay focused. God got you, you know, and, hey, the sky's the limit for you. You know, you're a role model to me, and you're my son. through adversities and everything. So like I tell you, you keep your eyes on the prize, which is God, and he's going to take care of everything else. I always tell you that. You know, you don't want to tell me stop stressing. So you know what I mean? So and to hear that, you know, me and your mother, man, you got tears in my eyes. I'm sitting right here on the church ground getting ready to go and deliver lunches to the kids out in the community. But I just wanted to tell you, man, boy, you done made me proud. I love you, and I can't wait to see you get here. And just bring me some money.
All right, Deacon Concepcion. We got you. Love you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you again. Thank you, Ms. Van.
You're welcome.
That was Deacon Concepcion.
Oh, wow.
Right there, y'all.
Yeah. Your dad is something. If there's another
any more
callers,
comments. And what else, Ms. Val?
Cash App.
And Cash App. Yep. Straight to Ms. Val.
You can press 1. Wow. I'm grateful. You know, your dad's sentiment is true, you know, Jorge, that he would say, he's a father, you're the son, but yet you've served as a role model to him. That's priceless.
Yeah.
And,
my dad.
You know, not only does your dad see you that way, there are others that see you that way as well, which can sometimes be a little pressure. But knowing who you are, knowing your strength, knowing that you can depend on God, I believe is what carries you through what you face in life, and that's what's helped you to overcome those things that you've endured. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be a part of your life. I am so grateful that I have a son named Jorge Concepcion III. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. If you have one last nugget that you would want to give to people before you get off the line today, what would it be, Jorge?
Don't let a split-second decision dictate your future.
Woo-hoo. Wow.
I think that'd be huge for me because it's been a lot of split-second decisions that could have really ended a future for me, but I'm just blessed to, you know, that God gives second, third, and eighth, and ninth chances. So I know he's tired of saying my name. I know he's tired of saying my name.
He not tired of saying your name. He not tired of saying your name.
Nah,
he's not tired. He's not tired. Wow, thank you. Listening audience, thank you so much for being with us today. For those on the phone lines and those in the chat room, thank you so much for joining us for Lunchtime Inspiration with Jorge Concepcion III on today. Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., we will be having Seeking Truth Bible Study with Pastor Linda Brown. Be back Sunday evening at 8 p.m. with a message of Kingdom Relevance from Apostle Benny Burrell entitled Breakdown. We invite you to join us next week, starting Monday at 12 noon for Lunchtime Inspiration. We have a week of powerful voices that we'll be releasing. You're not going to want to miss any of them. We thank you, Jorge, again. Thank you, son, for being with me. I love you so much. You know I'm here for you always.
Yes, man. I love you, boy. Thank you. You need to shout out your Sunday service. She'll be having a good Sunday service on Zoom.
Oh,
y'all
absolutely.
Y'all download the app. And y'all come
Zoom. Zoom.
And we
Sunday
taking Cash App on Sunday, too, y'all. So
absolutely. I'll put it on Facebook. I'll leave the app, the link there. If you want to join us Sundays at 12 noon, we have a wonderful interactive session, and you're happy to join us there as well. Thank you, son, for reminding me of that. Wow.
You know,
wow, 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 wow. Here we go. Here we go.
We certainly hope that you were empowered by that awesome message and that word of inspiration. To learn more about Empowered to Empower Others, we ask that you visit the Empowerment Place Ministries website at www.theempowermentplace.org. Thank you so much for joining us today. And remember, as you are empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else.